The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Abacus Plumbing. Finally, professionals you can count on.
I'm a hard-working man. Working man. Working man. Working man.
Good morning, Houston. It's time for the sport of home improvements.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Welcome back to Home Show Radio. Save money, save time with Houston's home improvement leader for 33 years. Here's Tom Tynan.
And here we go with Home Show Radio's final, third and final hour for today. Of course, there's always tomorrow from 8 to 11 right here on Sports Radio 610. We do have open lines today. We have a full hour, lots of time to take your call. Call me at 281-496-5711. All right, back to the calls. Let's talk to Ed. Ed, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Quick question. I've got a pretty good-sized walk-in shower. It's currently tiled. However, I don't like the tile, so I want to replace it. So
okay.
I looked online, and I said, okay, I think I could probably do this. How hard can it be? So, but my question is, can I tile over the tile, or do I have to tear that up and redo it?
Usually when you get into something like that, you have to gut the whole shower and start from scratch.
Okay.
I can't tell you can't tile on top of tile because it can be done, but in a wet area like that where it's a little more it has to be more durable and the details have to be worked out really well. It's a lot of work that could fail.
And then you're in trouble.
Well, then you're going to tear it out anyway, but you did a whole bunch of work for no reason. And the tiling is the easiest part. It's prepping the walls, the pan, everything else to make sure that the details work. And then the tiling is, if you know how to tile anything, you can tile anything. I used to teach tile class. You can tile a car if you wanted to. But you want to make sure that it's going to work properly. So if you wanted to try it, you can. I don't know how well tile on tile in a shower because of the moisture. Water gets through the grout. It gets to behind there. And you can end up having tile start falling on your feet. That would be my biggest concern.
All right. Fair enough. I guess I'll do it the right way then.
That would be good.
Yes. All right. Thanks for your help.
All right, partner. No problem. You can have someone prep it and tile it yourself. It's not that big a deal. It's not tiling on tile would probably, to me, would be more difficult because the detail work would be different. It would be a little odd, quite frankly. So be careful thinking something is easier if you don't do if you skip steps. Sometimes not so good. The steps are important. If you lay them out in any project, I'm really organized when I do things, and it irritates me when I work with some people that want to sidestep it or change their minds or do other things. They get real scattered on their quest to a final point. And in the building business, you have a certain set, and we used to call it a critical path method, but you have a certain set of things you must complete to get to the next step, and you can't just start jumping around. When you do that, it just becomes just a mess. So what you need to do is set your goals, step 1, 2, and 3, and you need to start and finish 100%. Then start and finish 100% until you get to the end. And you don't get overwhelmed that way either. Mentally, you can stay focused on exactly what you're doing and not think past that point when you're actually doing the application of whatever it might be. All right, Chris, you'll be next, but I've got to stay on the clock because we've got to get on time. This is football weekend, and they've got a lot planned here at Sports Radio 610. Ideal Roofing has a lot planned for you when it comes to fixing your roof if it's leaking. A leaking roof is terrible. You should lose a little sleep over it. Now, if it's just the first leak, well, it's raining, I can't do anything, go ahead, sleep. But the next morning when you get up after you wash your face, as my father used to say, wash your face and brush your teeth before you come downstairs. And then my kids like freak out. Why? Look at little kids. Why would I do that? Anyway, once you get ready, you make your first thing you do when you put the coffee in your hand is you call whoever you need to call. In this case, it would be Ideal Roofing if it's a roof leak. And you say, hey, I need someone out here. I need to get on the schedule. That's just it. Just get on the schedule. Don't let it fester. Say, it's not raining today. It's a beautiful day. I'll wait till we see rain in the future. Don't do that. This is the day you fix a roof. A beautiful, cool day. The roofers are up there. They're enjoying it. They want to stay up there all day. It's beautiful. Don't worry. They don't get paid by the hour. You pay by the job. So just get her done. Call Ideal Roofing. When it comes to commercial buildings, residential buildings, I talked about the Dillard store with a giant hole in the roof. They should have called someone to at least temporarily, and 10 years is not temporarily, just for a month or two until the new roof goes on, to find out, you know, what it's going to take, but at least don't let it keep leaking, because the damage will be sometimes irreparable. I know. You say, well, my insurance company should pay for it all. They don't pay for a roof that's failed, unless it's a reason like a hailstorm or something. If it just got old and failed, no, you don't get a new roof out of it. Now, if you let it just destroy the house, they can pay for some of the damage, but even a point where they'll say, no, we're not paying for that. You should have got it fixed. Get the roof fixed. Call Ideal Roofing. Get a new roof on. Ideal Roofing. You have hail damage? Call Ideal Roofing. They work very well with insurance companies to get the roof that you deserve that is going to last. And remember, a roof lasts today 30 years plus, easily. And they're a certified GAF Master Elite Roofing Contractor, which means you get the longest and strongest warranties in the business, backed by the manufacturer and the roofing company itself. Ideal Roofing. Give them a call at 713-896-1122.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards. A certified home show pro.
Kiss generators. When the lights go out, know the power of a kiss. Lord's Chimney. Your chimney and fireplace solution. James Hardy and the Hardy Siding System. Adding lasting value, appeal, and protection to your home.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
We have open lines. Let's talk to Thomas. Thomas, you're on Home Show Radio.
Oh. Hello, Tommy. Today, I need to ask you about, I have a 50-gallon water heater. It's electric. It's in a new house of mine, and I'm on a really, really tight living budget, and most of the time I shower at the gym, you know.
I like that.
But I'm wondering, yeah, exactly. But I'm wondering if it would kind of be wise to leave that hot water heater breaker turned off until I actually go to use it, you know. And do you think it would hurt anything, you know, turning it off and on occasionally?
I think with the quality of the water and the bacteria that'll grow in the tank will be, it'll eventually become unusable. If you take tepid water and put it in a dark tank, you can imagine what's going to grow in there. And that's why you have to keep it to a certain temperature. You know, people always wonder, why do I have to keep a water heater at 130 degrees in a tank? I don't need it at 130 degrees. I need it at 104 degrees. If you leave it, that's what about as hot as a shower somebody's going to take. And you can just turn the hot water on full blast, and you have 104-degree water, and you don't need to keep it at 130. But at 104, it grows like crazy, all kinds of bacteria. And you're showering in dirty, poisonous water. It's just not good for you. So it has to be kept at that temperature, and that's the problem. Back in the 70s, where you're way too young to remember, I am very old, so I remember, there was a trend where people were putting timers on their water heaters. They thought they were going to save tons of energy. And so that would turn it off at night, turn it back on in the morning. First off, it used a lot more energy because you have to heat all the water back up, which takes a while.
Yeah.
As opposed to just a little bit and a recovery time. And secondly, people were getting skin problems from it. They finally related it to the timers on water heaters because of the bacteria that was growing in those.
Okay. Just keep it on then, okay.
Keep it on. It doesn't cost much to keep it on. You would, if you turned it off and turned it on, and if you kept it on, first off, you wouldn't notice any difference on your electric bill. And it, depending how much time you turned it off and on, you might even find your bill go up.
Really? Okay. Huh.
That's what happened in the 70s with those timers. The bills were going up.
So, yeah, it's an electric water heater, so, you know, I just know they're not very, you know, energy efficient.
Well, once the water is hot, it doesn't take much to keep it there. It's heating it up from cold that takes a lot of energy.
Okay. Huh. Well, what do you recommend that that the temperature be set at on that?
If you want to do it and you want to put it at the least temperature but yet not have the bacteria grow, and you want to get a thermometer and check it, you know, like just run it through a sink, use a candy thermometer, you can do that.
Right.
It's easy to check. It's 120 minimum. Start there. Don't go lower.
Okay, well, I think right now it's set at about 126, so, you know.
That's good. You're not going to find any difference in 6 degrees.
Okay, good deal. All right, man, it's easier on me then.
You know how you can save money? Now, wait a minute. Cancel the gym.
Cancel the gym, yeah.
Well, I did.
That's a lifetime membership at $100 a year, so I can't really beat that, you know. So,
it's $100 a year.
I finally
canceled mine because I hadn't gone in 2 years, and I'm thinking, they love me over there. I don't even dirty a towel. They were making money. So, anyway.
Yeah, I bought mine back in about 1984-ish, I guess, 83, 84. And everybody see me paying at the counter, they get real mad because theirs is like $400 a year and mine's $100 a year.
I was in the same boat. 30 years I had it. Yep, I understand. Totally.
But, all right. Thanks for the info, brother. I'll keep listening.
Thank you. Yeah, I finally, my dad passed away in July, and I was going through his stuff. He kept everything. He had a set of weights in his closet. I remember him using in his 60s. He used to, you know, pump a little weight just to keep his muscles, you know, lubricated and up. And he lived to be 92. And I took his weights and took him down to another place I have where I don't have access. I work all the time down there. And then I come home here to Houston. I'm here home now in Houston because I got to go to do my drill this weekend. And I use those weights and they're in the garage. And so I canceled my gym membership. I just thought, you know, I travel so much. This is my last hurrah where I get to work and do a lot of exciting things because there'd be a certain age where you're not going to be able to do that. And my health is really good right now, so I'm able to enjoy that. And I finally said no. Even they said, do you know how cheap you're getting it here? It was over at Lifetime Fitness, and they did a great job. Great place. I'm not complaining a bit. But I just wasn't using it. And I don't know if I ever will because I'm changed my lifestyle to where I just want to do all these things to help people before I get too old where I can't. And my dad kind of inspired me with that. So yes, I canceled my gym membership and it was really cheap because I had been there 30 years. I joined when they first opened and I had a friend that referred me and he got a free gym bag out of the deal. I can still remember that. All right, Tommy will be up next, but we're going to move ahead and talk about Hardy Siding one more time today, unless somebody has a question about it. And I'm going to tell you about Bill Jackson Advanced Home Exteriors because they are the installer of the installers. These guys are the best at what they do. That's why they're an elite preferred installer with the James Hardy Corporation. They have worked hand in hand, side by side. It's amazing, and it's not easy. Sometimes he'll build, say, you know, they're holding me to these standards. It's tough, Tom. It's tough. But he does it because Hardy wants it that way, and Bill wants those standards that way. Everybody wants to vent a little bit. It's all in fun. But Bill Jacks really cares about the projects he does, and he's picky about the result. Now, it's not on his house. It's going to be on your house if you call him. And that's what's important to him. It's in his house, it's like me. I might get away with cutting some corners. Nobody's watching. But when it comes for me to do something for somebody and they're paying me money, there's no cutting of corners. It's going to get done exactly how it needs to get done. And, you know, Hardy, in some cases, will come back and look at his projects to see, hey, you didn't do this one quite right. Or if he runs into trouble, he'll call them and they'll come out and say, this is how we want you to do it with our product to keep the warranty going. Or it can be other issues like they want to see his books. They want to find out how many satisfied customers. They want to make sure that, you know, all these different things that holds him, it holds his company accountable, which means you're going to get the best job that you can get. And not many companies want to even go through that. He volunteers it. He wants it. And he wants to be a part of the program. An elite preferred installer with James Hardy Building Products, that's Advanced Home Exteriors. If you want to reside your home, make sure you call 281-407-0850.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
We want to hear from you. Be with you till noon today, in about another half hour. We got plenty of time. And tomorrow from 8 until 11 in the morning on our regular schedule, let's talk to Tommy. Tommy, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Hey, I got a, it's probably more just a vendor question or recommendation. Mm-hmm. I got an old townhome down by the med center, and it's got that unusable attic space that probably does nothing but collect dust, and you know, all the insulation is kind of matted down and everything. I'm thinking about selling the property in the next year, and I wanted to get that area cleaned up and maybe re-insulated. But the cleanup part of it looks to be a mess. You know, somebody threw some drywall up there, I guess, to give them a little bit of a walk in space between the joists, really? And whatnot. And that's all broken up. Kind of hard to reach, right? And then the peak vents on the side of the house, I've got an end unit. So it's got one of those vents on the side up at the peak, and you can see that the screening behind that is torn up a little bit. Looks like maybe there was a, you know, a bird or rodent problem at some point. So I just need to get that area cleaned up and maybe re-insulated. So I wanted to see who you'd recommend for something like that.
I'm not sure who's going to clean it up, but let's start with that vent. That vent needs to be addressed, but isn't that part of the Homeowners Association to vent that to address that because it's on the outside?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, the vent, the metal vents are facing the outside. The screen is behind it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but you don't replace the screen. You usually just end up replacing the vent. But if you wanted to put a screen in there, I guess you could use a 1/8-inch hardware cloth and put it on there. How you're going to do it, I don't know, because most of those vents, the screens are part of the vent.
Right.
So that would be one thing, would be a roofer if they're going to do that, call Ideal Roofing. I'm not sure who, I don't have anybody to tell you to have come clean that up. Putting a drywall up there for storage, whoever thought that idea up was pretty stupid. So yeah. It left you with a big mess. Quite frankly, it my advice would be don't do anything and just sell the place as is and let the people who come in deal with that if they want to deal with it at all.
Right. Well, that was me at one point.
Okay. Well, then yeah. I retract the stupidity, Mark, but it was a mistake. But that's okay. We all do things like that. And I don't want to insult anybody, and sometimes I do by accident. But as far as that goes, I probably would just clean the whole place up where it looks good. And if that really matters to somebody, let them deal with it on their own and sell it as is. I don't think anybody is going to bring that to your attention as far as making it sell easier at all.
Yeah, I just didn't know whether that was something that would show up on the an inspection report. It didn't show up on mine when I bought the place.
I don't think so. And if it does, you know, you can say, listen, I'll take $100 or $150 off. You can hire someone to clean it up. That's fine. And then if you really need to get somebody, I'm not sure if 1-800-GET-JUNK would do that, but I'm not sure who's just going to go up there, and I don't have a name of someone that would do that. It's such a small job.
Right, exactly. Well, I was the name last week because I did it in the back portion of the townhome over the garage. Spent all Saturday doing it. It looks good, but my back paid for it for about 3 days in a row, so I thought...
Yeah, no, don't hurt yourself over it, especially something like this. Quite frankly, I would clean the place up. I would make sure it's presentable. I would sell it as is. If it becomes a big issue with somebody, you're probably dealing with some people who are going to be a pain through the whole process anyway. And I don't think it will become an issue if that's all it is. It's just you got some junk in the attic because people buy that stuff all the time. Some people don't care. Other people say, I'll clean it out and have it re-insulated if they want to. It's a townhome. It'll be fine.
Right. Yeah. All right, Tom. I appreciate your time, man.
Yes, sir. I never discourage people from doing things, but in this case, I think I would. In fact, guess what? I just did. All right. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, you're on Home Show Radio.
How are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing fine.
I probably have asked this question before, but me and my old-timers are getting more prevalent.
It's okay.
I have a house, and one side gets more air than the other side. And especially if the heat is just exhausting sometimes. And I was wanting to know that can I put dampers in right next to where the ducts meet the plenum? Would that cut down on the air on one side of the house and force the air to the other ducts so the other ducts would get more air kind of to balance out the house?
Actually, that's exactly how it's done. you don't see, people make the mistake of closing the registers off or putting, you know, blocking it off at the end of the run. That doesn't help any. In fact, that hurts the unit. But where the dampers need to go is on the plenum where the ducts meet it. And I'll tell you why. The plenum will build up what we call back pressure. So as the air is going in that plenum, it's forcing that plenum. It's kind of pushing out on it. And that air needs to go whatever opening it can go. It'll go more to one side than the other as long as you put some damper doors that are adjusted to let it do that. So it will force air down, more down an open one than it will than a halfway closed one. So that's what you do, is you put the dampers on there and then you adjust it. Now, if you want to do it yourself, fine. If you want to have someone do it, they'll have a little hood that goes up to measure the airflow to get the airflow even throughout all the registers. And they can do that with one of those oh, it's like a little big funnel on the end, and it tells you what the CFMs are coming out of it.
Right. And I've asked several different air conditioning companies, and they all tell me, oh, you need to get a whole new plenum and a whole new ductwork and spend $6,000 and getting it. No, I'm not doing that. I'm trying to do it smartly and do it the best way.
If your ductwork is set up okay and you just need dampers put in, then you can pull the ductwork back and put the damper in. I'm not sure. Do you have flexible duct?
It's a mixture. I have flexible duct and the old-fashioned hard duct.
Okay, either way, it can be done. They might they might remove a piece of the hard duct and put a little piece of flex there just to keep the cost down. And if they do it right, it'll work fine. I just had some flex duct added to my whole metal duct system because it works great.
Right. I don't mind the cut and paste, basically cut and paste.
Yeah. As long as it's all insulated and taped up right.
As long as it's done right. You know?
Yeah.
As long as it's done right. Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. I'm sorry. You said thank you, sir. I thought it was over. But Absolute Comfort Air just did mine. And what they did was they removed the metal duct to the plenum. Then we took a flex duct, and mine's all metal. Now it's not. And took a flex duct around about a 20, 25-foot run and connected it back into the metal duct, which goes down between floors. And they did it nice and straight and hung it sweet, and it looked really good. It opened up some room for me up there, and one of the ducts had been destroyed because somebody fell and grabbed it and fell down the hole. That was me. I was being stupid. See? I'm just as guilty as everybody. And now it works great. So, I wasn't paying attention. I'm sure y'all hurt yourself once in a while. I didn't hurt too bad. I broke a toe, but the toe's fine now. That was a while back. Trifection was at my house the other day. Measuring. Haven't heard back from him yet, but I will. Getting some cabinets made to match my kitchen cabinets in my laundry room. The cabinets they make, I don't want anybody building my cabinets by Trifection. They just are incredible cabinets. And Jeff was over here. We had a good long talk, and he was saying, Tom, tell people we do the carports. We do the room additions. We do the small stuff. We'll reface their cabinets like they did with my kitchen years ago. Put the skins on, new doors and drawer fronts, and they actually rebuild new drawers with a self-closing mechanisms. Really nice. You don't even know your old cabinets were there. So there's all kinds of projects they do with kitchens, bathrooms, room additions, carports like we were talking about. Of course, the cabinetry they build all in-house in their shop. Everything is lacquered finish and stuff, but it's not done in your house. It's not killing you with the fumes. It's all done in their wood shop and brought in and installed, and it fits the way it needs to fit. It's a beautiful thing. They're custom cabinets and more so. Custom cabinets and more. That's not the name of the company. If there's one out there, we don't want to go there. You want to go to Trifection. Give them a call at 281-KITCHEN. 281-KITCHEN, and you can remodel your entire house or maybe just get the cabinets built for your laundry room. I do.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
(281) 496-5711. Let's get back to the calls. Let's talk to Tim. Tim, you're on Home Show Radio.
Morning, Tom. How you doing?
Good morning. Good.
Right on. We built a house out on some land out north of College Station, and it's got well water going. It's about a 40-year-old well that was dug a long time ago. My grandparents dug it, and we tapped back into it, but the water is so hard and it's so there's so much chemicals and all that crap in it. We're going to get a company to come get us a soft water, a water softener. Mm-hmm. But as far as taking showers in that water, if yes. you're taking like hot showers and you're breathing all that stuff in, do you know if that, I mean, do those chemicals come into your, system?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, there's been studies on things like benzene and some of the other stuff where they used to have chemical plants and then the plants shut down and people were there and it's all in the water. And the
right.
steam, when you steam chemicals, I'm going to use chlorine as a better example. When you take chlorine, and that's put in water today to make it safe for people, and you put it into steam, your body actually absorbs 40% more through the skin and the steam than if you actually drank it. And that goes with yeah. all the chemicals and things in there. Your problem is going to always be hard water, so you're going to need a water softener. But quite frankly, that well's too shallow now. You need to dig a deeper well.
Well, okay, all right, dig a deeper well. All right, that's cool. I didn't even think about that. But
yes.
the thing is, I've been taking cold showers for 3 years now since the house has been built, and
okay.
it sucks.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't really, want to do it really either. Yeah.
But I kind of figured that if it was all that stuff was steaming up that I was smelling it in and yes. it was absorbing into myself, and I didn't want that to happen.
Yeah, and a water softener does not take that stuff out. So
well,
it's still in there, even if it's softened, just so you know.
The guys that came out, we had it tested, and they said the aluminum in
yes.
the water was off the charts. They had never seen something that high.
Yeah, you got to go deeper.
So,
the old wells that your grandparents used and mine and whoever was using them, they were fine when they dug them. They were beautiful. It was beautiful water. But today, you can go from 300, now you got to go down to 600 feet to get decent water because our water is so polluted. Now, I don't think aluminum
yeah.
will go through the steam. I think aluminum would be more for drinking. It would be, once you get enough aluminum in your system, your body can't reject it. And they've
right.
been trying to trace Alzheimer's to amounts of aluminum in people's bodies. So it's not a good
wow.
thing to have in your body for sure. And that's why
right.
people who cook with aluminum foil all the time, I don't understand it. And they cook with aluminum pans, which they at least put coatings on them now. It's really, really bad for you. So people who always cook in aluminum foil, they just don't get it. And it's really not a
damn.
Good thing to do.
That's me.
Everybody did for years. I mean, that's the way it was. But it gets into the food.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. If you're going to do stuff on a grill and stuff, use a cast iron.
No, I have my cast iron. I love cast iron. I love it.
Yeah.
So your suggestion is to get the well. I think the well is like 90 feet. Seriously.
Yeah, that's not near deep enough. You have to go probably around 300 at least.
Okay.
If you get one of the local well people, you don't even have to hire them. Just talk to them and ask them, hey, what are you digging now for depth? And
right.
They'll tell you, and they might even be able to get you a sample at a certain depth, not at your property, but maybe close to it. And if you want to have it looked at. The other thing is, because we're on this, and I got to go quickly here, but on my showers, no matter where I am, whether I'm in Brownsville or here at my home in Houston or wherever, where I have a more of a permanent place, I put filters on behind my shower heads. You can buy them at Home Depot, and it removes the chlorine and stuff out of the water so it doesn't steam up when you're taking a shower. So right now, if you did that, I would feel really comfortable with telling you, go ahead and turn your hot water back on and start taking a hot
right.
shower. And they're about a little over $20 a piece. They last about 3 months.
Right. So in lieu of putting a soft water, water softener,
you're going to need that anyway.
First.
You're going to need
yeah.
the water softener anyway, but it's not solving
okay.
the problems that you're afraid of. It's not solving
okay.
getting out the aluminum. It's not solving any of that. All it's doing is getting
you.
The calcium out so the water's not so hard and eats your skin up. But as far as all the chemicals and stuff, it's going to be filters, or you got to start off with good, decent water to begin with, and that's a deeper well. And that well will last you, another 50, 60 years or so. You're just going to have to
yeah.
bite the bullet and dig it. You can't dig yours deeper. You got to dig a separate well.
I got you, man. Hey, man, I want to thank you. Now, I wanted to give a shout out. You talked to a gentleman earlier. The first guy, his name was Hank. He had a real Texas accent. That guy, he's one of the best musicians in the state of Texas, and hopefully
okay.
he's still listening right now. He's the lead singer of the Southern Backtones, and he is an amazing musician. His name is Pecos Hank. You can look him up online.
I will, and, or hopefully a lot of people will. That's awesome. Thank
Dave,
you.
Dude, it was super cool. When I heard his voice, I knew it was him, you know, because I used to work in a recording studio, and he was in there all the time. And I was like, that's Hank. Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, yeah, man, take care.
Thank you, sir. Pecos Hank. I'll remember it. Pecos Hank. I like it. I saw a guy on Shark Tank called Pecos something the other day. All right, let me see. U.S. Pool Builders. Colt will build you a pool of your dreams. Oh, my goodness. A pool with an in-ground spa, an outdoor kitchen, and beautiful landscaping all around it, and fountains and light fixtures. And some people pay $1,000 a night to go to a Ritz-Carlton just to enjoy these kind of amenities. But you would pay a lot less in the long run. And you can have it every day when you come home from work. Or today, with our new normal, as they call it, you might just enjoy it all day long and work right next to it. Can you imagine setting up your Wi-Fi computer and stuff out by the pool on a day like today, doing your work, maybe taking a dip in the hot tub? I know it's a little chilly to go swimming, but you could get in the hot tub, come back out, put your robe on, have some hot tea, coffee, whatever your drink of choice is, nice and warm, get back to the computer, you could work. It'd be tomorrow and the next day and the next day. That's what it's all about with a pool from U.S. Pool Builder. And you start with a phone call. Wouldn't call Sunday. Don't call tomorrow. Think about it tomorrow. Call Monday morning and say, hey, Tom told me to call you, Colt, and I'm really thinking of putting a pool together for my house and creating a place where I can enjoy the outside on beautiful days like Saturday or tomorrow, which would be Sunday. It's supposed to be a beautiful day. And I want your help. And he'll say, you betcha. And then he'll start the process from there. U.S. Pool Builders. Find out more about it. Go to homeshowradio.com. Visit their website. Look at their videos. And you'll go, that's what I want. That's what it's all about. And you'll start with a design that comes through the 3D computerized systems and stuff, so you'll be able to see what you get before you buy it. That's U.S. Pool Builders.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, this is Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. Let's get back to the calls. Let's talk to... Let's see here. Look at my list. Checking it twice. Wait, that was before Christmas is over. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning, Tom. I just wanted to compliment another one of your home pros, but we used Rudy's Quality Painting recently to
Rudy's
replace paneling on our living room with sheetrock. They painted two of our bedrooms. Painted our kitchen and dining room. They did a fantastic job.
You know, Rudy and his crews, they're artists. People don't understand, but they are truly artists when it comes to doing what you just explained. I'm always impressed with his work. I never am disappointed.
You know, the trim work around the windows, the crown mold, they installed crown molding, two coats of paint on everything. And then they did a great job cleaning up.
Yes,
I was just really impressed. So thank you for the referral, and we'll keep listening.
Please keep listening. And you know who the neatest people on the job always have to be if they're good? It's the painters, because they're the ones that create the detail, and it can be a good detail or a bad detail. But if it's a good one, it fixes all the problems when it comes to a visual perspective on what you're looking at. And there's an old fun saying, I hope the painters can fix it. And they usually, if they're good ones, they can. So that's just the way it is. And Rudy will fit that bill. Mike Ball, irrigation, landscaping, and lighting is the guy that's going to, well, let's say you put that pool in and now you want to landscape the whole yard with levels and hardscapes and softscapes. And maybe you want a hanging day bed outside. I know they do these. They really do. All kinds of... I say crazy stuff because it's not something I would think of doing, but people are doing them. You just take a nap outside. Today's a perfect day, sitting on a swinging bed, and you're just it's a step up from a hammock, and you can move around on it. You can sleep on your stomach, sleep on your back, take a nap, read a book. Well, it's more than what they do more than just that. They do the irrigation systems, the sprinkler systems, because when you create things around your house, you change the landscape. And you need to make sure that it's going to perform for you. You know, you can put a beautiful pool in, right? He doesn't do pools, but he'll do all the stuff around it. And then it creates a problem throughout the whole backyard because the water's puddling in different places, the grass is dying. That's when you have someone like Mike Ball, Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting come in and complete the picture. That's what they do. So if you want to create an outdoor space, maybe you don't want a pool, maybe you just want outdoor space. That's what they do. They create that outdoor space so you can enjoy, just like I said before, a day just like today. To find out more about them, go to homeshowradio.com and visit their website. That's Mike Ball, Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting.
Why gamble on your home improvement projects? Play it smart. Go with the experts Tom trusts. Select professionals who've qualified to be a certified home show pro.
Home Exterior Systems, Hardy Elite Preferred Siding Pros you can trust. Abacus Plumbing, finally plumbing professionals you can count on. Ideal Roofing, installing quality material with quality workmanship.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And this is Home Show Radio. We're coming to the end of the show today. We had some great calls, great questions, and hopefully I did my duty and gave you some decent answers, because that's what I'm supposed to do here at homeshowradio.com. Well, this isn't homeshowradio.com. This is Home Show Radio. Homeshowradio.com, you get the answers all the time. You can listen to the show anytime you want. We have a podcast. We have YouTube. We have YouTube Live. We have Facebook. We have Facebook Live. We've got all kinds of stuff. Have stuff that somebody said Spotify and everything else. We do it all. I don't have anything to do with that. I'm just content. We have a heck of a team, from Chad to Chris to everybody, Patrick, and if I'm going to leave people out, so I'm going to leave it at that, but a whole bunch of people that are involved to make this all happen. I just sit here in front of the mic, and when it doesn't work, I freak out. That's all. That's what I do. That's what I get paid to do. I'm just one cog in the wheel, if that's what it is, or a cog in the gear. I don't know. Anyway, we appreciate y'all listening today and staying with us. We are going to be here tomorrow from 8 to 11, starting with early edition at 8 o'clock to 8:30. And then I'll answer your question until 11 o'clock tomorrow, right here on Sports Radio 610, no doubt about it. Earlier we were talking about some water, and I just want to bring a little point up and then finish up the show. The lead in the water in Flint, Michigan, you know, it's still there. They still have lead in the water. You think we would have learned from Roman times. You know, the Romans all went crazy. It took them like 2,000 years, but the part of the downfall of Rome was that the water was all polluted and poisoned. We just had a great conversation with someone who was worried about the chemicals, as well as you should be. There's ways around it, and we're going to get to that in a minute. But, and you know, and then they say, oh, well, the governor or mayor, whatever it was up in Michigan, is now they're going to press charges against and put him in jail. That's fine, but it doesn't help any. It's still leaded water. We still have a problem. And all this money to do all the criminal stuff and all this and all that, nobody's fixing the problem. So where am I getting at with this? You know, the Romans used to line their aqueducts with lead. They used to line their bathtubs with lead. The people that didn't have as much money and could afford gold goblets, they drank out of lead cups. It went into the body. It builds up in the body, these metals. And once the body builds up all these metals, you can't get rid of them. And so people die as civilizations collapse. If you get enough people dying from it, you got to be very careful. The Mayan culture died from a flu. They no longer exist. Their buildings are left. They're still sitting there. I've been to Chichen Itza, walked all around, been in the buildings, on top of the buildings, all over the buildings. It was quite interesting, actually. But you've got to be careful. But what you can do, if you learn from history, is learn to take care of things at your house, point of use. You can protect your family. You can protect everybody who's taking a shower at your house. You can protect yourself. And if it comes to the water being bad, it could be other things. It could be food supplies. It could be a lot of things. You need to protect yourself. And when it comes to water, the people at Aquatex can help you protect you at the source. And that's, you know what the source is? Not where the water comes from. Not what they do between it and you. The source now is in your kitchen, point of use. You can protect yourself there with a K5 drinking water station and filter all of that garbage out to where whatever's left is nothing but pure water. The rest gets sent back to them. Then, of course, hardness. Hardness is, you can't get soft, naturally soft water, and quite frankly, it's not healthy for you. But it makes great pizza dough, because New York, upstate New York and stuff, they have a naturally soft water, which is why people say the water makes better pizza dough, but it's really hard on your body because it drains it of minerals. But as far as that goes, you want an equal balance with that. And the Kinetico water softening system from Aquatex, absolutely outstanding. Call Aquatex. Protect your family. Don't expect someone else to do it. 281-331-7777.
Thanks for making Home Show Radio Houston's trusted source for home improvement tips and advice. Tom Tynan's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610, sponsors, or Mojer Media. Remember, Tom is always on at homeshowradio.com. Questions and answers, tips and videos, our podcast too, all free, all for you at homeshowradio.com.